Good afternoon for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. Winter weather is on the way. That's according to the National Weather Service that has issued a winter storm watch starting tomorrow morning and through Saturday afternoon. A real mix of ice and snow with possibly a little bit of rain and maybe 4 to 6 inches total heading our way for Friday and Saturday. We'll have the latest details on the forecast for you right after the news. A fire broke out at Western Carolina University yesterday morning. There were no injuries. Eric Moore reports from WRGC in Silva.
It happened in the Huey Auditorium on the campus of WCU. Senior Director of News Services for the university, Bill Students, tells us,
"We got the call in at the University Police Department at approximately 10:38 on Wednesday morning. The police investigated, got on the scene, were able to pretty quickly extinguish the fire. And now we're looking at figuring out what the cause of the blaze was."
The Huey Auditorium is a 500-seat venue that has seen less usage of late with the opening of the new Fine and Performing Arts Center. The fire was limited to the stage area of the auditorium, where the stage, curtains, and lighting system did sustain some damage. Jackson County's fire marshal has begun investigating what may have caused the blaze. Firefighters from at least three departments responded. Reporting from Cullowhee, North Carolina, I'm Eric Moore.
1 year after a woman was fatally beaten in her driveway in East Flat Rock, authorities are still looking for answers in her death. Charity Worley died 1 year ago today. Investigators are now forming a task force to work full-time on the case, but have no arrest so far. The Henderson County Sheriff's Office has set up a website to relate the case and gather information. It is www.charitywhirley.com. Governor Beverly Perdue has authorized a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction. In the case, anyone with information is asked to call the Henderson County Sheriff's Office at 697-4911. And there's a doubleheader on tap for Brevard College tonight. The Tornadoes men's and women's teams are set to take on Belmont Abbey. The sister of Kay Yao, longtime coach at North Carolina State, will speak tonight on her sister's struggle with breast cancer before that game. All women are invited to attend the speech and the games for free. The women will tip off at 6 o'clock and the men at 8. Jim Stewart will call the shots for you right here on WSQL. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.